say this. The idea is the metaphor
Yeah, metaphor, yes.
for the war is a really bad thing when it happened to person, yeah?
Yeah.
But if you think about it, if you extract the good thing, for me, I will tell you the good thing about the wars, not good thing about any war, but you have to extract the good thing. For me, I was a child inside, even when it was 25. I was afraid to travel. I was like naive. I don't know any, like, I never traveled, I never been in a situation with a lot of people to talk, to do things. I always relied on people, like in my family, I was living with them. My sister cooked for me, I never cooked for them. I never actually appreciate when I come home and she cooked for me. Man, it's like she was bad at me. I never actually know why she mad at me. I was really bad, man. So when the war happened, it changed me a lot. I see the little things, man. There's no light, there's no food, there's no nothing. You actually, it's like you should go and bring food for your family. You bring fire, there is no gas, no, there is not nothing, man. So it was really primitive. You just want to live. We were like, oh, we have everything. You don't actually appreciate the little things. When the war happened, holy shit. When people die, holy shit. How's life? Everything's not worth it. So, what has extract from my war, my civil war in Libya, that first thing, everything you can take from you in any second. So, why you actually care about like the materials and things like this, you know? For me, I never actually have the balls to come here. And I couldn't. You know why? Because I have negative mentality. I always say, even my friends now say, okay, you go to Europe, what you gonna do? You gonna sleep in the street? You can work? How are you gonna do? How you can live? Maybe someone will steal you. Maybe the negative things.
It's a bubble.
Yes, they just say, what if you could do this and this and this? The good things. They think of bad things, man. I have this mentality. Not anymore. Because when I said, when I survived the war and everything, I said, okay, I'm dead. So why I'm afraid of, if I'm dead, why I'm afraid to actually travel? Or go to Europe or start over. A lot of people can't start over, you know why? I have home, I have comfort, I have work. I can't leave this, I can't start over. But if you die, if you have tomorrow, just tomorrow, you're gonna stay in this fucked up work, bad relationship, fucked up negative people, you're gonna stay with this? No, you want more.
It's a problem, you know.
Like for you. What you're gonna extract from this relationship? Like you said, what you said.
I would have, honestly, I would have an opposite line, and now I have an opposite one.
Like
Which one is the best? Which
like
one is the best one? I think that they are similar. I would have advantages if I had continued with her, and now I have others.
So, if you stay with your girlfriend,
It would be the same but the opposite.
holy
It
shit.
wouldn't be better. It wouldn't be better. That's what I was trying to say. And probably it would be worse. It would be
You
worse.
see? You never actually see the other side of things, like traveling. See the other side. You actually never had the courage or the time to actually travel. She will say maybe no, because it happened. I saw a girl, she want to travel and her boyfriend don't want to. I told her no. She said, come with me please, I want to travel, that's my dream. He said no, but I love you, I want to marry you, but I can't, I want to travel. She told me this, she was crying, man. A random girl, she was fucking crying. I told her, okay, if you want to go with him, you want to stay with him, you love him. But your essence, your soul tell you to travel. So I tell her, please, if you stay with him, you have kids and you have life perfect. But when you actually about to die when you're 80s, you're going to regret this moment. She says, okay. She says, this is meant to be. I don't know her. I just was in the street. I told her this. She's perfect. She was crying. And then she was laughing. She has the answer. Because I give her the picture. When you're 80, only about to die. You gotta fucking think about this moment. You think about the thing you want to do, not the things you don't want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah. No, I think looking back, it was better that thing happened, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, because... Love can be... You can love another woman, but you couldn't probably do this that I'm doing if you continued with that strict mind, you know?
But if you didn't mind, but if you didn't mind, what happened exactly? Why it doesn't work?
She just left me and she didn't betray me. She wasn't prepared. She didn't...
Whoa. You maybe you give her too much commitment. You want to...
Yeah, I lived with her. We were like... it was like 3 years ago. She was like 20 years old. I was like 33, 32. 23. I was 22, 23. She was 20. Uh-huh. Okay. And I think that I was a bit like neurotic. I didn't give much space to her.
Oh, you smuggle her on you.
Yeah, we loved each other, but we.
Yeah, that's it, man.
It was too much.
Yeah, you were too much. And she was young and she wanted to be a bit free. That's, you see, I will give you mixed signals for girls right now. If you love a girl so much, and you want kids with her, and you want her, just her.
Give her space.
She will run. If a girl did this to you, and you will run, then. For sure, it happened to a lot of my friends. Yes. Perfect girl. She's gorgeous. She had everything. She never cheated on him. But she told him, I want to marry you, I want to have kids. Kid now, kid after 2 years. The guy, he's fucking frightened.
Yeah.
He's running away.
Yeah, because we desire more what we don't have.
Oh, than yeah.
What we have.
It's like gold, man. If it's gold, it's like rock. It's everywhere. Nobody gonna buy it like Eve for $1, man.
Yeah, that's it.
You know?
No, I learned a lot with
yeah, that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you see, extract the good things from bad event.
Yeah, I really extract. I really extract the good things, you know. It wouldn't be possible because I was very rigid, you know. My sign, I believe a bit in signs, you know. I think that signs, zodiac signs.
Yeah, zodiac signs, yeah.
I think that they are not very strict. You are like Sagittarius or Cancer.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That doesn't mean that you will have all the characteristics of each sign. Okay, but I think that, nevertheless, there's an approach, okay, of characteristics. And personally, I'm a Cancer, okay? So, that means that, in my case, I only have a girlfriend. If I cross one of these streets, if I do couch surfing with a girl, I prefer, well... I'm more sensitive, emotional than carnal.
Uh-huh.
You so understand? I don't go to the bed with a girl that I met in the night. Oh. You understand? I'm more sensitive, emotional.
Shit, man.
But when it happens, when it fucking happens, you understand?
But wait a second. You're way better than me. Because for me, I don't actually...
You are more...
No, I'm the opposite, man.
Yeah.
I'm the fucking opposite. For me, I sleep, it's okay, but here does not, like, I can't, open. My heart.
You can't?
No. I think it's like from the worst shit or from Libya.
I was thinking that. Yeah, I was thinking.
The trusting and shit, yeah.
I was thinking about that. So you are like...
It's deep shit, man.
100% sexual.
Yeah.
With the yeah. girls. Yeah.
It's good. I don't have a problem with this. But here, it's locked. I can't be 100%. Or maybe I didn't met the right person. Because mentally, man. Mentally, they're not connected with me. Sexually, okay. But I can't connect mentally. Or I connect mentally, but the girl doesn't leave here or just met her for just 1 second, something like this.
How long have you been in France? In Europe?
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that you were just here back to 2 months ago or 3 months ago. I did a question because of that, because I don't know if in your country, I don't know the mentality of the girls, you know. I can only speak
shit
in an Occidental way. You know yeah. why I did the question?
Yeah, because
it's a barrier, a cultural of mentality. I don't know if there's a barrier or not, if because...
No.
You are a special person, you know? And yeah. I did the question because I didn't know if the girls of your country were really prepared to have a guy like you with a perspective, a wide perspective of the things
that's,
now.
That's the idea. That's the idea. Never actually have a relationship with a Libyan girl. Never.
Because they are superficial?
Kind of. And they just want to marry. There is no relationships.
That's it?
Yeah.
You are now more Occidental, let's say, than the girls of your country. That's why I asked you, how long have you been here? Mm. Because if you have told me, I'm here since 1 month ago, I would tell you, okay, you are closer to the mentality of Occidental girls than of the girls of our country, because they are superficial, they are more pragmatic, they want a marriage, they are not as emotional, they are not as deep in terms of the feeling.
Yeah.
Each day we are feeling a deeper thing emotionally, okay? That's why I did the question.
But yeah, like 2 years, and I've never been in a relationship with Libya. Never. Because I choose to. I don't like them. Because... if you actually have a relationship with a girl, it will end up in just in the phone, and she will ask you to marry her. And my friend of mine have the love, the woman, the amazing, perfect. You know what she did? Call him one night. Sorry, man. I can't say no. My family just asked me to marry a rich guy and. Yeah, are you ready to marry me?
Gosh,
are you ready to marry me? He's like in a college with her. Are you ready to marry me? Are you have a house and a car? No? Okay, baby. Sorry, I'm gonna have to. This guy.
Oh my god.
He was fucking devastated, man.
Oh, he changed, man. Gosh.
He changed. I love this guy, man. After this day, the guy changed, man. I can't talk to him anymore. He was the. His soul is dead after this day.
Oh my god.
You want to trust girls? I think this is the problem, you know?
Now I don't trust girls. Most of the girls.
Yeah, man.
Girls are like
even in religion, man. Some
yeah.
It's like the devil.
Man, it's not something but not sexualist, you know?
Yeah, but wait a second. Not every girl. You kind of choose wisely. That's why you have this kind of bad kind of relationship to know the good. That's it.
Yeah, but...
but for you, man, you're more have more courage than me. Or you're more, I don't know, you actually open. I can open. Like, for your heart is open. You can actually accept someone if you love.
if I love, but before loving,
you have like your test, you try to get them closer before you open. But for me, I can't get
even
them closer. Yes, close, so close, man, because of this shit.
But you are the opposite with in a friendship way, you know.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's the most important stuff.
Yeah.
Because you will surely find someone, or if you don't find someone, you already found much of yourself.
Oh shit. That's really
That's
good.
The fucking
yeah.
most important
oh,
task.
Oh man, that's good.
And especially after what happened to you.
Yeah.
So, note this. Fucking note this. You already found much of yourself. And you are still finding the other darker parts.
Yeah.
Which...
Yeah. Need work, man. It need work.
You already need to enlighten the other parts.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You'll surely do it.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm gonna do it.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Be prepared for every part of yourself, okay? And then, okay, let's take a look of what we have outside in terms of love. Because in terms of humanity, in terms of real friendship, in terms of altruism,
whoa.
I already found that man was there, standing there. I already found like 5 or 6 couch surfers who I met, or 2 or 3 persons that I met on the streets. Okay, I already know humanity.
Yeah.
Girls.
Okay.
In a loving way.
Yeah, let's...
Man,
let's
let it flow. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah.
The most important thing is that I learned to love myself, okay? And that I learned to love also the people in a friendship way. Some people that came in front of me and that surprised me. And
Whoa.
That
it's like if you love yourself and you find you know yourself.
You are prepared.
Yeah, you prepare for love, you prepare for everything.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the most hardest way. Because a lot of people love somebody, but they don't love themselves. The relationship will end with time, man. Because they actually, when they find themselves, this person, who's this person?
Yeah, it was like
because you attract the people, actually, you attract the people the same frequency that you are in. So, if you want someone really, your love really deeply,
yeah.
the one who looking for, if you're not prepared, this person never actually get in the same field, the same, it never connect, you can't
you
see
You attract
this.
People.
Yeah, you attract people.
Your
this,
frequency.
Yes. If
yeah.
you're negative, if you're bad, if you're not ready, you're not actually meet the
now
right people for
you. Now
that
you talk, my ex-girlfriend was in the same situation that I was. And she was like a negative like I was, and she had problems in the past with herself.
Whoa!
Man, yeah, now that you
You see?
Man, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
At least as...
You can't! It's not you, man!
Yeah.
Just think about it's not you! She can't stay! Because it's different frequency, man! She will explode! She can't! It's like exorcism, man. It's like devil in front of you. He can't stay like inside like defined being. It can't. She will burn.
Yeah,
it can't.
Man, I must tell you, I saw a Chinese girl, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I was with my mom. She was in the tramway. And it was like something, I don't know, it fucked up my mind, you know, because I must tell you, I don't often look to a girl and feel like an energy, you know, and feel like,
whoa,
I would marry this girl, you know,
whoa.
Not anymore. When I was like 17, I
you have this.
I did that often to my own mind. I was very sensitive. That means that I when I was like 17 or 18,
I often
look to a girl on the street and I would say to myself, I would marry this girl.
Whoa.
Now I don't know it anymore, don't do it anymore. But the last night I was coming here, I saw a Chinese girl. Man, and I just told to myself, I never saw a... But it was completely, physical. But never mind, I just told to myself, I would marry this girl. I don't know why, I feel something.
Man, be careful.
Yeah, because
you know why?
Physical.
No. If you actually have this imagination and you want to talk to this person, you can't because you have high expectation. You see her like a marriage material. But you can switch it. Say to yourself, talk to yourself. It's okay. It's okay, just say hi. There is no commitment. There is nothing. Because when you make a big commitment, like big expectation, you can't even walk, man. You can't crawl. You can't. It's hard.
Yeah. It was just a force of an
And you never talked to her.
Yeah, of course.
You didn't?
No, I didn't talk
to
her. No, because she was...
What an excuse!
I don't know, she was... because
I never do this, man. I did this before. I left a girl in love in Libya. Really beautiful. The only girl in love. I let her go because I can't say to her what I feel. I regret it until this day. I can still remember it. So now, not anymore. When I see a girl... I just fucking talk.
Yeah.
Just go. Don't talk. Like, the moment you think, you lose.
Yeah.
Oh, you're maybe right. She's married. Oh, maybe she's no karate and she will kick my ass. It's all in your mind, man. There's nothing.
But you know what? It was like something like... It was like energy, you know? Because...
It's an energy.
She looked to me...
Okay, I'm going to say this. End this shit. I'll make you more... You regret more now. Because this girl, I think she has the same frequency as you. It's...
You know what? That's it! I said to myself, I'm going to ask Rafa, because he's here like 1 month ago, since 1 month ago, if she already saw the girl, if she... You know what? Because...